Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, guys.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Nika Howard.
Nika Strong.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey, baby. New catchphrase, baby. What up, baby?
This kiss is for all my grandmas out there. New catchphrase. That whole thing.
For those of you new to the show, we're a fifth edition Dungeons and Dragons actual play podcast. There are, let's see, 5 of us. And we play D&D most weeks, and we've got a whole thing going here, and it's really fun. You might not have noticed that two of us aren't here, because the impressions during the opening were uncanny.
Yeah. I forgot what Bachman says or sounds like. And
he
so
just has a different thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. He's a wild card. So I think I nailed it, you know?
You did good. You did, yeah.
But real life got in the way. We have the best GD GM in the world, and he pivoted so fast.
I'm going to guess Mike Bachman is at Star Wars right now. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. Bachman's at Star Wars.
100%.
And so is Jennifer, I think.
100%. Jennifer's not at, Jennifer's not at Star Wars, but...
So we needed to do this other thing anyway. So this is going to be a fun little diversion.
Yeah.
Little sidetrack here. I don't know. Have you guys noticed that Tim's character is dead?
What?
You know what?
Spoilers. Now that you mentioned it.
Should I go play Skyrim right now? Cause that'll be fun.
Which, and his new character, Gary the Corpse Fucker.
No, Corpse Fucker Gary.
Corpse Fucker Gary. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Is gonna be sad because King Titus Harper is unfuckable.
Yeah, because he's just goop.
He's just goop.
Yeah.
Do we wanna? What should we? Should we do? Should we roll a d20? You weren't here.
I don't know what happened. Got vague recollections by you all vaguely recollecting. So I have like, it's like telephone over here.
And we all know that you probably can't rely on these other people to remember things that happened in previous episodes.
Michael begged me. He said, "You've got to come back." It was because I wanted to be gone for like 3 recording, 6 episodes. You know what I'm saying? Really make him sweat.
It is it is a long time. Too bad you couldn't have gone on like a cool vacation during that time period.
Just left Jennifer.
Yeah.
Well, I did kind of. I took a nice vacation to Tamriel. You know, and that was fun.
Nice.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Nice. Well, Nika, do you remember what happened last time on Drunks and Dragons?
So last time on Drunks and Dragons, we basically tried to get over the incident, as we are calling it. And we all found the feelings that we had, be it grief, anger, humor, you know, however each of us dealt with the pain. We spoke with Roz about going back to Paylor's Hope and springing the news on Asha Yara Dane, and she said that she would go do it instead. And then so nice. Lex and Ren came and helped us in a battle. This might be the last episode and the episode before
that's
mixed
that's
together.
That's fine.
And Lex and Ren came to help with a battle outside. I think that actually happened first. And then they implored us to continue going to Glane, Jewel of the East. So we basically just planned and discussed our feelings. We had a very emotional, cathartic session.
That was perfect. Emotional.
Dang, that's nice. That's nice. That sounds great.
And we roasted Tim.
Wait.
A lot. Nonstop roasting.
Well, so, I bet that part was a joke, but I all the other stuff sounds great.
So just a little bit on our witchy witch friends. They had been tasked with finding some sort of horrible monster that has been rampaging throughout the countryside outside of Glane.
The Jewel of the East, yes.
But they had been picking up some real weird sort of magical readings essentially when they were doing their various scrying activities. And it just seems like something huge and strange is going on in Glane, Jewel of the East.
The Jewel of the East, yes.
Right. So they've essentially convinced Aludra and crew to keep going. Aludra, Jayla, and Jet Razor.
And so, then everyone else is going back to Paylor's Hope.
What?
Yeah, they already went. They're gone. They all teleported back.
What? Oh, wait. You got rid of us. They're nuts.
I got rid of your NPC friends. They're gone.
Yeah. Oh, as soon as you were dead, they were dead. We tried.
You were gone one episode, and I was like, cleaning this up.
Well, okay. I'm fine. That's fine.
You shouldn't have gone and died. So,
that's all your fault.
So what's happening now, guys, this is going to be crazy. Nika is playing the character Lex, who we remember as the witch from, I think, episode, like, Christ.
40?
50? 40-something?
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Welcome to Evening Shire.
She just a little backstory. Lex, and then we eventually met Ren, who is also they're both witches of the coven, and which is just like sort of a blanket name for their organization, which is a very
is that similar to the Wizard of the Forest?
No, that's not a real thing. This is a real thing.
Okay.
And that's how it's different.
Okay.
Basically the way it works is these changelings, they're all changelings and they're all witches.
Dope.
They all have a sort of land that they cover, and it's their job to sort of protect that land. And they save many, many lives during the demon apocalypse. And it was, you know, it was not easy, but Lex and Ren managed to survive somehow, and they, knowing the old crew, they were doing their various scrying activities, and they got a premonition of Harper dying, so they came to try to help. They were too late.
They didn't do it, did they?
They didn't do it.
Got it.
But so uh, So what's happened now is Lex has she's got a broom to fly on, obviously, because she's a witch.
I do. I took that magic item as well.
She has flown off ahead of the rest of the group, trying to get there early and to try to see if she can get if she can talk to the White Spire and maybe get some help, as well as deliver the news of the passing of one Harper.
Shouldn't she be going Lord to the King graveyard?
The graveyard?
A little joke for the fans.
Corpse Fucker Gary.
Is that a Night Vale reference?
No, it's Corpse Fucker Gary.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I get it.
I don't know if this joke is funny anymore. It makes me laugh every single time, but I've moved on.
I can't wait until people are like emailing me 2 years from now going, I can't believe you didn't let Tim play Corpse Fucker Gary. You're the worst dungeon master ever.
Oh my god, you never let a player not play Corpse Fucker Gary without a roll.
Lex has made it to the white. Well, actually, I think Lex has probably seen this before, but we can give the audience at home a little peek. And as Lex flies towards Glane, Jewel of the East.
I feel like there needs to be fanfare after we say it.
Yeah, for sure.
So ahead of Lex, we see just a huge sprawling city on the coast of just the bluest, most gorgeous water you've ever seen. The city is... it's probably bigger than Mastwick and Carr put together. It's huge.
What?
Massive. And it is just full of these gleaming towers. The tallest one, of course, being the White Spire, which is just gigantic and pristine and glimmering in the sunlight. And but there's all these, I mean, these other buildings would be like taller than any building in, you know, any normal city. And they're all sort of like different sort of pastel shades of, and, but the stone just looks pristine and clean. And it looks like it's just magically, grown out of the ground, and it's
like,
you know,
even
brand new.
Even on a rainy day, somehow it's super bright and shiny.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just this big sort of grid city, and it's full of bustling people and such. Mm-hmm. And our girl Lex is gonna head right to the old White Spire.
But she doesn't go there normally. She like...
No.
She dances. She does like all the... She's from Eveningshire. Like, shit's weird there. And like, things that are normal there are not normal here. So you never walk someplace, especially if you're in a hurry. You dance. But it's got to be like interpretive dancing.
Okay.
How you feel. So she's like really sad. So it's a lot of like arm throwing and like...
This
whooshing.
Stresses me out to think about.
You're probably very uncomfortable in this city.
Because no one else is dancing.
No one else is dancing, but also you're not a... You usually stick to the natural places.
Right,
and
right.
There's dog parks and people in them.
Yeah, I see, like, I'm sure walking past at some point there is a dog park, and I stand there, and maybe I yell at people for like 30 seconds, get out! Get out of the dog park! And they stare at me, and then a police or constable kind of chases me off.
What's
so
on
I dance
thing?
In like a kind of way.
I only listened to like 20 episodes of that show, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I can't keep up with your references.
No, that's literally just me. That show's weird.
Okay.
It's because they just
you're just really weird.
No, yeah, I'm Planner is just a weird...
Gotcha.
A weird, excited
a
girl.
Weird weirdo.
It's been a long time since we saw Lex. You know, was it 6 years, something like that?
Close. Like
yeah,
three.
Yeah. In game, it's been
oh yeah,
it's been many years.
Sorry, I thought you meant real life.
No,
they're almost the same.
So true.
I wish I could still do that goof where it was the same thing.
Yeah.
But
damn.
I did that time skip and really fucked everything up.
What an idiot. Right.
Stupid. So Lex, you are taken in to see Cornelius Talionis, who is the Archmage of the Whitespire. Definitely write that down.
Cornelius. I can't read my handwriting. Cornelius. Okay. Can I do a roll to know, like, is he super important? Is he a well-known?
Sure.
I don't know what
do,
that
do. Do a history.
Ten.
You're not sort of into that kind of, sort of city stuff. You don't really give a shit.
He's no cool, like, magic person who lives in a forest or something like that.
Right.
He's not currently dancing, so maybe he's weak.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Good point.
You do feel like he's important when you get ushered into his audience chair, his chamber. His solar.
Anteroom or whatever. Anteroom.
Antechamber.
Antechamber.
Yeah.
Because it is a super nice. Everything is, of course, like white and shades of off-white and marble and and shit.
What looks to be the most beautiful thing in the room?
There's lots of like little gadgets and little spindly silver devices that are whirring and clicking and stuff. And you see a very small man, and actually you see two small men.
How small?
One of them, gnome sized.
I speak gnomish.
Lex speaks gnomish.
I just picked that language for fun. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I just got really excited.
There's a clearly a very young gnome who's got a pen and quill and is scratching away some notes.
Okay.
And there's a more impressive guy who seems to be a fair bit older and sort of just has an air of power to him, okay. Although he is in a very small package.
Okay. What color is their hair?
Well,
because they're gnomes, so it has to be cool.
The older guy,
right?
Is bald,
okay,
and the younger one is wearing a hat.
Okay.
Although I believe his hair looks to be a fiery red.
Ooh. What kind of hat is it?
Oh, just just a hat.
Okay. I will go around. I just want to look at, like, the little tinkery things real fast and, like, look at them. I won't touch them, but I'll, like, put my fingers up by them to, like, follow their movement or whatever. And then I will go over to them and I will say in gnomish, because I assume I know they're gnomes, right? I can tell from the way they look.
You can tell.
Okay. So I will.
I can't just ask someone if they're gnomish.
So I will speak to them in gnomish, because even though common is what everyone would speak, I feel it's more polite to do it in their own language.
Okay.
You just want to show off.
Yeah.
Well, no. And since she is a changeling, she kind of likes that, like, fluidity to be different if she needs to be. So yeah, it's that. So I will do a very, like, low curtsy and say, I am Lex from the coven of Eveningshire, I'm from Eveningshire in a coven, and I am here because I need to pass on the terrible news of Harper, King Harper. He was so cool. Really, if you didn't meet him, that's really sad. And that there's some magical presence here.
Sorry, go back. Did you say King Harper is dead?
I mean, I didn't say that because I don't like to describe someone.
What? Toby, what? Didn't Toby? Hold on,
Wait.
Toby. Did
Wait.
did Didn't this King Harper get kicked out of the White Spire when he was still in school?
Well, yeah, but it's not like, but he's still the best ever.
Right?
Yeah.
He's so cool. Because, I mean.
Toby, get yourself together, boy. Come on.
Wait. Well, hi. My name's Toby. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Lex. Did you know Harper? King
Jesus
Harper?
Christ, Toby. You're supposed to be taking notes, not interrupting my meeting.
Well,
I give you a lot of leeway since you're the only other gnome here in the White Spire. But boy, please.
She said Harper's dead. No.
Yes, go on, young lady. Tell us about this Harper's death.
Well, so, I mean. I was in Eveningshire guarding the dog park, as I always do. It was a normal Wednesday, a little gloomy, but, you know, there was a nice mist about to really set the mood. And I had this premonition that something awful happened. So I consulted with my other witch bestie, Wren, and we decided that we just couldn't. She had the same premonition. It was also cloudy, misty, foggy there, so I think it had to do a little something with the weather. You know, we witches, we have our way of knowing these things. So we discussed it, and we decided that it was best that we go and try to see if this premonition was correct. I mean, obviously we hope that it wasn't, because we both really liked Harper. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Awesome dude. Great king. And
he was one of the strongest sorcerers to ever live.
I mean, he was a sorcerer. He wasn't, I mean, it's different magic. You know, magic.
Well. Yes. Sorcerer.
Hold on. Please, Tony, please, could you not
who?
Just keep interjecting?
Did you call
and
him
could
Tony?
You, right, Tony, could you. Can you look in the records? My understanding is that we have the witches of the coven cleared to be searching for some monster in the countryside, but not to be doing whatever they're doing. What is?
Yeah, that's right.
So who was the one who killed King Harper?
Michael,
how did he
out of
die,
character,
exactly?
We know. We told him this, right? We as in Ludra, Jayla, Jet, all of them, they told all of this that it was...
Paradox.
Yeah, you know the whole story.
Okay. Well, it was Longcrier. He put basically a time bomb in Harper. And, well, his companions maybe were a little confused on some things that needed to happen, and they walked into a room where Longcrier was, and Harper just, like a balloon full of pudding.
Oh. My God.
You see, Cornelius, that's what I was talking about. These strange readings that I've been getting, like that's got to be one of them.
Do you read magic too?
I dabble.
okay, hold on. Now, Did you get all that recorded, Toby?
Toby. Yes, okay. I got that. And the mage hand behind him is just writing it.
Now is it Lex? Is that right?
Yes.
What has happened to Longcrier now? He is actually one of our most wanted criminal wizards in the realm.
I'll kill him.
He's dead?
Yes.
Well, okay. That's
he is dead, right?
Well, he's in a jerk yard of spikes, I think, is the
okay.
Whatever. But yeah, I think he's dead.
Okay. For all intents and purposes, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, okay, so I guess that's a little good, a little bad, I guess.
Much bad. Come on.
Well, couldn't even make it through the White Spire. I mean,
you obviously didn't mean Harper. I mean, he was.
So this is all well and good. Why do you seek an audience with me? Could you not have just sent word along or something?
Well, why not and come and tell you? Information is best received when it's from the source. Otherwise, it gets misconstrued and the wrong thing comes out. And by the time the information got here, you might think that there was something ridiculous like reptilians lording over Drunkaros.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Yes. Okay, but that's the only reason you didn't come here for some other reason, like we discussed earlier.
I'm trying to find this horrible monster that had.
Right, the horrible monster.
Yeah, yes.
There are no magical readings. There's nothing unusual going on here.
Well, no, Master Cornelius. Like I said,
Toby, we have talked about this.
Can I do an insight to see? No. Lex has low wisdom. She'd be dumb on this stuff. Okay. Okay. Well, that's weird because
You're sure. You're sure there's like really like huge, crazy readings. Like.
Well, I don't want to be rude, Cornelius, but do you think maybe you can't feel them? Because a lot, like, I know they're here. I know there's weird magic stuff. Like, I don't know if you've been to Evening Shire, but it's pretty normal there. And so I really know when things aren't normal. And this is just not normal.
Toby casts a message and he whispers to Lex. Hi, Toby Treacletart here. Just want to say that there's been tons of various bad messages. All right, bye.
Okay, bye. She says that out loud.
And you don't hear that, Cornelius, you fuck. Or maybe you do. You're really powerful. I say.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So just to back up a little bit, is this something that your other witches in your coven have talked about?
My bestest witch friend.
What was her name again?
Oh, no.
You hear, Ren!
It was Ren.
Thank you. Thank you, Toby.
No, I was sending a message again. Fuck off, Cornelius.
She would say, she would be really happy. She'd be like, it's Ren, duh.
I see, but no one else in the coven knows about this?
Is this everyone out of character? Is this everyone that knows?
Yeah, as far as you know.
Okay, so everyone. Okay, no, everyone knows. I mean, we all felt it. It's part of being a coven.
Where are my dice?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I need those too.
He nods at you and goes, oh, everyone knows, eh?
Well, yeah. I mean, don't you wizards know when everything happens?
Well, we know a lot of things, but, you know.
Cornelius springs into action, draws a wand, and I will let you roll initiative.
No! Oh, no! I'm really bad at combat.
What do I do?
Do whatever you like. You would know that your job is to help Cornelius, but...
That is true.
But whatever you feel. Oh, shit. I can't do that.
I got a 4.
I have a 15.
All right, so Cornelius does some sort of incantation, and he casts a spell called Force Cage.
That's very powerful. Jesus.
And you are trapped in an invisible cage.
Is this a charm spell?
which you cannot get out of unless you can teleport.
I can't.
You can't?
No, I can't. I cannot teleport.
Okay. So basically there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
hold on.
It's very powerful.
And you can't dodge it or anything either. I was looking very basically just creates an invisible cage in an area, and anything inside of it can't get out. Yep.
I almost took it, and I'll eventually get it.
Michael.
Oh. Wait, if he knows it, then I can probably find it. Nice.
Wait, let me
stick with me, Toby. I'll teach you that one soon.
Okay, but Cornelius, I mean, She's just telling us. She's telling us something we need to know, right? Come on.
This does not concern you, Toby. And I would, if I were you, I would get my nose out of a business that does not concern you. Guards, take her down to the holding cell on level 13.
Level 13.
But why? This is so mean.
You realize that you're standing on, there was actually a little wheelie thing on the floor, and they just kind of wheel you away inside of your magical cube.
God damn it. Hey, Toby. I'm just going to yell for Toby as they're wheeling me away like a crazy person.
You hear whispered inside your head, I'm sorry.
Help me. You hear screaming back through the hallway.
And I can't see you anymore, and the spell fails.
Fuck!
Master Cornelius, that was...
You get, a really strong feeling that you shouldn't pursue this with Cornelius.
I'm gonna go to my room now. I just remembered I have to... I gotta go, okay?
Let me, Toby, this is this might seem unusual to you, but don't worry, we're gonna sort things out with the coven, and this young lady will be released in a few days. Don't you concern yourself about it, okay? All right, you're dismissed, Toby.
Okay. All right, I'll see you in the morning. I'll get all these notes, triplicated and so forth and so on. Come on, Arlington. And then a shimmery raven flies and lands on top of, Toby's large brown patchy, wizard hat. And he kinda, skips away, and he is just so torn up.
Do you want to give Toby a better description than that?
Toby is 3'1", 37 pound gnome. He has red hair that sticks out all over the place. He's young. We'll say it at that. He is wearing kind of a low level wizard's hat. you know, picture, close your eyes, picture a brown wizard's hat. There it is. He has on sort of like a patchy sort of threadbare cloak that is slightly blue, but sort of weathered. And it has burn marks on it, stains, what looks to be some sort of dropping of some sort. Yeah, and you know, he just kind of, he's a gnome, as we mentioned before. Huge smile, big ears, pretty big nose. He's not like comically whatever. But imagine the character Vivi from Final Fantasy IX, but with just a smiling gnome face, with like his hands are always stained with ink and other whatever. Every now and again, he'll have like a burn or smudge stain from tinkering or working with his potions or something like that. What else do we say? That's probably about it. Yeah. So he would probably like want to go back to his room, and as he goes in, he's a master.
Your roommate is there, whose name is Boris Fluffers, of course.
Uh-huh. Is he a gnome also?
No. Those are the only two gnomes in the White Spire.
Yeah, so Arlington flies, is my familiar, by the way. At this point, it's a raven. But Toby also has a giant pet rat named Snake.
Rat's name Snake?
Yes. It's a callback to a friend of ours, Rat, in college, whom I loved. He was a very good rat, and he was an illegal rat. Much not like this one, but whatever. And he walks in. Oh, hi! Hi! What is it, Boris? What'd you say?
Boris Fluffers.
Boris Fluffers. You know, I know Boris Fluffers.
Boris Fluffers.
Oh, hi, Boris. How are you?
Hey, Toby.
What's a Boris? Tell me about Boris.
What's Boris's backstory?
Boris doesn't have three pages of backstory.
That's weird.
Does he wear an athletic tracksuit that matches all the time, and he's always doing like squats?
Hello, I'm Boris.
Sure. He is a little tubby, and he is also a very studious student here at the White Spire who has not seen much action. You guys get along well because mm-hmm. you're both studying all the time and such.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Boris, you know how I was mentioning all those crazy feelings and readings I was getting?
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember what my voice was, though. Shit.
Well, can you keep a secret?
Of course I can.
And Toby reaches to his maximum height, and he puts up his pinky, and he's like, promise?
Yes, Toby. And he takes your pinky with his pinky.
I think I'm about to do something stupid. There was a witch who came in from the coven.
Witch?
Yeah, she was great. Awesome. Super cool. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to the dungeons, and I'm going to talk to her, see what she wants. And if she is good, I'm going to let her free. I don't know. And then maybe run away with her and help her.
Whoa, Toby.
What?
You can't let somebody out of the dungeons?
I know, but I'm 39. You know, I gotta do something with myself. You know, My mom and dad, they're. I'm going to be a man soon.
You
couldn't
have made him older than me in real life.
Huh? Well, a 39 year old.
You couldn't have made him older than me.
A 39 year old gnome is like a 19 year old human, give or take, or like something like that, give or take. He's whatever. I got to get out there. You know, I gotta prove something. I missed out the entire demon apocalypse from just being in the freaking library. You know, so.
All right, but. But Toby, don't do something stupid. You're gonna, I mean, you don't want the White Spire after you.
You're right, you know, but Cornelius he didn't even let this lady talk, and that can't be good, right? Right? Like, so she walked in and told him what was bad, and I was trying to say, hey man, this is what I was talking about, and then all of a sudden he just cast Force Cage on her. Force Cage! I would love to learn that spell. I know.
How did it work?
It worked so good.
What did it look like?
For 18 minutes, him, Toby, and Boris talk about Force Cage and all the amazing things that it was. He sketches it out.
Cornelius has such amazing spells.
I know he does. And he told me that he would teach me Force Cage, which I thought.
Also, he can't be that bad, right?
He doesn't know my name, which I don't like, but maybe he got my name right. 2-4 times, I think. So, okay.
That's a lot better than last week.
That is true. I'm doing my best. And you know, ever since Master Zalion went to go visit Palor's Hope, I feel like I don't belong, you know? Master Zalion always, he didn't like me, but he always, you know.
What's going on about Palor's Hope?
Yeah. Oh, shit! Another thing! Oh, sorry. The other thing... The King Titus Harper died. Don't tell anyone they said that, though.
What?
I know! What?
Oh, my
apparently
God.
Apparently, it just exploded. Long Crier killed him, but they killed Long Crier, so...
Whoa, holy Jesus.
Anyways, please, cover for me if anyone comes and asks, all right?
Yeah, but just don't do anything stupid, okay?
When I do anything stupid, he snatches up some of his things, some of his equipment, yada yada yada. He cinches up his robes and things like that. Grabs his staff, and the other adventuring gear. And he's like, "All right, I can do this. I can do this. Let's go. I mean, you stay here." But he puts a snake into his hat, and the familiar kind of like just sort of disappears but is following behind him. That's not quite how fine familiar works, but here we are. So he's going to attempt to communicate with Lex by getting down to the 13th floor, you said? So
that's the perfect floor.
That's my he knows the White Spire pretty well since he's been here for a while, so I'm just gonna go in I'm just gonna walk. I'm not even gonna act sketchy because for the most part he doesn't feel like he needs to. So he's just gonna go.
Okay. You get down there and there's a guard you recognize as Zothan, and
he goes, "Hi, Zothan. How are you doing?
Hey, Toby. What news, Toby?
Oh, there's so many crazy things happening, but I'm sworn not to tell you.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, Toby, I gotta take a leak. Can you do you think you can watch the door for me for a little bit?
You know what, Xantha? What's your name? Sorry, what? I'm trying to write down. What's his name?
Zothan.
Zothan.
Yes. Zothan.
Oh. Hey, Zothan. I owe you one, so definitely. I'll watch. You know what? In fact, I'll have Arlington do it. Arlington, go. And black shimmering raven, whose feathers almost look like an oil slick, kind of like wicks into being, and then goes. And is on guard duty for me.
Okay.
And like, all right.
Zothan sort of hobbles off and clearly has to pee really bad.
Classic. So I'm going to, walk up to her cage or whatever. Is that what I'm seeing here?
She is in a cell.
Okay, yeah, I walk up to the cell and I continue just doing the message cantrip. Point my finger at her.
There is an anti-magic zone.
Okay, so I noticed that, so I'm just like, I look
no
around.
No one else is in here, though.
Do I notice him in
you
here?
You can see. Yeah, you haven't seen anybody in here in the last hour or whatever.
Okay, but I see Toby whenever he comes in.
But you see Toby come in, yeah.
I wave. Toby!
I cast Prestidigitation, which... I cast Minor Illusion. And it's I'm just gonna go ahead and make it a little bit of white noise. So like, wah, wah. I want to make it sound like a strong wind is blowing outside, just in case there is any listening devices. Just to help you know. Sometimes on TV shows they'll turn on a faucet, which just ruins like defeats any surveillance equipment, trust me. So, yeah.
Right. I mean, you know that this isn't, like, super high security place. It's not... The White Spire isn't really in the business of...
I still do it.
I understand you still do it. I'm just saying... I'm just telling you you know, this isn't, like, a... They don't do a lot of criminal justice stuff.
Got it. Well, hi again. It's Toby Treacletart again. We met upstairs.
Toby, yeah. You're like my favorite person in this city. You're so cool.
Wow. Wow, thanks. That means a lot to me. listen, sorry I didn't help you up there, but I don't know you. But now that you said,
It's cool. No, you gotta... I totally know how it works. You gotta pretend like you don't like someone, and then you have to rescue them, and then you basically become best friends.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds awesome. So, here's the deal, man. I've been hearing a lot of weird readings, so whenever I do some of these spells, or maybe I carry a note back and forth, I've been noticing some stuff. I don't know. So,
like what? So,
foofy, doofy. You like what is a great question. You know, just, you know, you ever just get like a...
Just like massive, just massive amounts of magic that shouldn't be there.
So, the other day I was practicing one of my favorite spells, Detect Magic, and then all of a sudden, I passed out.
It just got too blinding, didn't it?
There was you too much, I detected too much, much for me.
Oh my god, my gods, oh my Uthgar, this happened the same. He's a party god, he's great, you should follow him.
Gods aren't really my thing, but Ioun's kind of cool, but whatever.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever. Yeah,
sure.
Trips your trigger.
What? I was thinking that maybe I could help you. And
are you saying you want to be friends?
I was saying I wanted to help you to find the cause of this magic and maybe make a name for myself and learn all about its dark arcane secrets, maybe. I don't know.
So you want it more for personal gain?
Well, I don't know you, but I would love to be your best friend.
I'm just joking, Toby. It's fine. You gotta take care of you.
Well, I just don't want you to think I was a jerk, because, I mean, you seem great. And I don't know. I've just been here for so long that I haven't really done anything. I mean, I'm really powerful. I don't want to brag, but, like, I'm really fucking good at illusions. So... if I can get out of here and maybe help people? Or something? Or...
I think we should... I mean, obviously it's up to you. I'm not gonna pretend like I can get out of this at any point. But obviously I would enjoy it. But I just wanna get to know you. You seem like a cool little gnome. She would be saying all of this in gnome, too, regardless if you talk to her in common.
Dope.
She'll just talk in gnome.
And I guess I'll talk back, because I only know only one of their gnomes here. That sounds great. Awesome. Toby just kind of grabs the cage and tries to open it.
It's locked, but you know the keys are sort of hanging on the wall.
Jesus. Mage hand. Unlock.
All right, you unlocked the cage.
Dope. I cast invisibility upon my girl here.
Oh, wait, I have that. No,
I'm
I
assuming
can do
once
it.
You get it out of the anti-magic field, I assume. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Did I not take it? Did I fuck up?
No, Toby, it's fine. Don't worry, I got it.
You got it? Okay,
yeah.
well then Toby goes, and then an exact copy of you, Lex, it is... now sitting inside the cage.
Yes. I will use my greater invisibility and blah, 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 blah.
Perfect.
And walk with Toby out.
Your familiar says that Zothan's coming back.
Gotcha. Would my magic work inside the cage? Because there's a field, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, so here's what I do. I take a couple steps back. I trace back and forth, and I literally make a wall that is copying exactly the scene of Lex sleeping in a corner as just like kind of like a pile of rags, so it doesn't have to have a lot of detail.
Okay. That sounds great.
You're welcome. And like, all right, bye, Zothan. Come on, Arlington.
Thanks, Toby. Oh, you won.
Oh, no problem, buddy.
So you guys are gonna hop, skip, and jump out of the...
Oh, Zothan, one more thing. And then Toby reaches into one of his many pockets, and he pulls out a little clockwork toy, and he opens it, and it plays... And he closes it. Here, give this to your wife for me, okay? All right, bye. And he leaves.
Thanks.
She loves Jurassic Park. Bye.
That's weird. He yells back.
Okay. And he's like walking. And anyone he passes, like, oh, hi. Good to see you. Just on the way to the library. You know me, Toby. Oh, okay. Bye. And I guess and we want
to... Several people try to talk to you and ask you about, you know, various experiments and things mm-hmm. that you're supposed to be working on mm-hmm. and
we'll
when
work.
Reports are going to get turned in and stuff like that.
Tomorrow. I have to pee. Bad. Ouch. Okay, bye. Bye. And then we finally, I guess, try to walk out. I want to try to leave the White Spire.
All right. You managed to leave the White Spire.
What a roll! I guess we want to walk. Then we want to walk a little bit farther away towards the Gnome Quarter of Clane, yeah. at least.
Clane.
All right. I think we should leave it there.
Michael, no.
No.
Michael, no.
But it's just one episode.
Michael, well, we have to.
Are we doing another one? Are we doing
Michael, please let's
no.
do another one. Michael, please.
No.
Oh.
Michael,
I know.
Please.
I know.
No, and you're never going to play Lex again.
No. So just... Wait, you made me make a new character sheet for a character I'm never going to play again?
Yeah, that's pretty shitty of me, huh?
Good thing you chose Gnomish as opposed to all those other things.
I looked at the languages and I chose Sylvan and Gnomish and I'm like, I'm never going to fucking use these.
That's funny. I'm a Sylvan gnome.
Timothy.
Yeah, talk to me, buddy.
There's a fair amount of feedback.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Probably so, too much to read all of it, quite honestly.
All right. Tell you what. I'll read a handful of them. Jonathan Tripp says, so great, I'm total slabber, started an Octodoggy, now I'm 117. Yay, there are girls from Haunted Lake. As a female getting interested in D&D, I was disappointed by how many podcasts were entirely male. Best actual play podcast in the multiverse by Jose Gunnar from Australia. Have any of these been from Canada? Nope. Okay. Best actual play podcast in the multiverse by Ozzy Goner. Been listening for the last couple months. About to hit episode 100. Great podcast, says Malinky. Just caught up from the slabs. Sasquatch17 says, please, never stop. Finally got to an iPhone so I can actually write a review on iTunes. Favorite show ever.
Thank you.
RIP to the next character, Tim Meigs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, mama. Thanks.
Not Toby Treacle Tart.
Thankfulmer says, great podcast. Bucky. Welsh Chewy says, love this podcast more than I can say. I love this podcast and all its amazing hosts. And I would like to say that all of you were... And I would like to say thank you to all of you. I have just got up to date on D&D after 3 months and just started on Random Encounters. All I can put into words is how amazing this podcast is wow. The fact that you have been going for so long and the show does not feel scripted like most other D&D podcasts is a testament to your amazing show. The funny jokes and the constant references make me your best friend. The podcast will change your life, says OG Slabber Bruiser. I am possibly the last OG Slabber to write a review. GR7G5H says, this was never meant to happen. And I had never been one to really listen to podcasts, but after I found Drunks and Dragons, I honestly fell in love. I just finished getting caught up, and after listening to it straight for 5 weeks, I can't wait to join the live stream this Thursday. I think I saw you in the live stream. I hope you're still there. Don't stop grinding that stump, says Cthulhu Complex from New Zealand. Oh, man, such a great, super happy, fun, quiet D&D goodness. Insert penis joke here from the Night Kingdom says, Dranks and Drongans. Your words make my insides warm. Alubras from Canada says, g'day, mate. This D&D podcast with the biggest dumps. Like Jurassic Park, Triceratops, toilet clogging size dumps. Keep it up, guys and gals. But mostly, Nika.
What? Oh. That-
That was mostly Nika. Dumps. Yeah, that time we got
that
dumps.
Was a good episode.
I realize now that the most embarrassing thing that's happened in my life was not the event that actually took place. It was retelling the event and having to live through it.
That's funny,
Tim. I think you've almost done it. I should just keep going.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
There's only two more. Best D&D podcast out there by Nine Toes. I listened to a handful of D&D podcasts, and this one is by far. Takes the cake.
Been Did you listener? Read the one from Dude Characters?
No.
Come
again?
Best podcast ever says Dude Ewefik Wood from the United States. Sorry.
Thanks, keep buddy. You keep me honest. Nine Toes, already said most of yours. Been a listener for a year and a half now. Sorry for the late review and eagerly await each new episode. Now it all got up. Love it. By Kaz Jane from Australia. Only up to episode 10. So long, journey ahead. Recaps, very handy. Thanks, buddy.
Nice. Thank you, everybody. Those are incredibly helpful. You should come and join us at GeeklyCon. That's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek. I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at Mike Bachman.
Isn't it the Mike Bachman?
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Okay. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Transformation Sequence Podcast, Top 5 of Death, and You're a Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop, where we have a bunch of new merchandise, and check it out for your next adventuring quest. When you've finished saving someone to gain a new friend, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D podcast, abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun and a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is available on the forums for ride or room share, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nika and Tim, for joining me.
Michael, thank you so much for doing this. I love you.
I love you, too. This was great. We might be taking our holiday break, so we should have like a really fun bonus thing that people, I don't even know what they're going to think about it.
It's going to be... Yeah.
we're going to be doing a bonus thing that is going
like
to be unnumbered episodes, which I feel like people will be into.
Yeah.
But this is like a totally special, not
yep.
normal yeah. thing.
Yeah. And we're not going to, so those will be, we'll do those a million will be, times, but yeah.
Yeah. We might not be here next week, but, we won't be. Well, but those will. Yeah.
So then the episode that's supposed to come out on the 19th will come out. The episode that's supposed to come out the 26th. Unless something weird happens, will not come out.
Right. Because, like, you know, come on, guys. It's our little
holiday family.
Break.
Come on.
So, but then we'll have some neat stuff that'll come out, and then we'll be back before you know it. And maybe good old Toby Treacletart will.
Well, hi. I'm Toby Treacletart. The Gnome Wizard.
We'll get to meet.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jet Razor and Aludra and Jayla.
I'm so excited.
Great. I'm excited.
I like Toby.
I like Toby, too. Good job, Tim. All right. Until next time, it's been Dicey.
I updated my Google Doc.
You did?
Yeah, with just a little bit of stuff, not much. It's at the very bottom. And are you prepared? And I bolded character names. And are you prepared to say the elf's name in this?
There's an elf.
What are you talking about?
Oh, did you not even read my backstory?
I don't think so.
No, not you. You sent it to me.
Yeah, I shared it with you.
Oh yeah, you did. I thought that was just your character sheet.
You didn't look at it.
No, these are just your character sheets.
No, it's just my notes. I sent it to you on Google. All right, we have two very special messages to be read by me, myself, Timothy Lanning. All right, I'm going to go ahead and shoot a special holiday greeting to my best friend, Rendy. Rendy, I apparently, from the data here, it sounds like you listen to a lot of Cthulhu and Friends, and that is fine. All I got to say is, as soon as you catch up, let your good buddy know, just a single phrase, g'day, mate. And I know that GeeklyCon 2017, you'll see me, you'll see all the D&D podcasts, and you'll look at us, and then you'll probably scream and cry, g'day, mate. And that'll be weird, but I know that your good buddy has already helped you do it. So thank you so much for being a part of our holiday spantacular. I got another holiday special fancy duper reading to read out, this one from Mr. Sam Brown. Sam, I'm so excited to, I guess, one, see you at GeeklyCon 2017. Two, see who you grow into as a person, as a tabletop role player, because you know what? There's so much more we can all do. You know, maybe your good friend Lauren will also be there. Who's to say, but I know that by the time GeeklyCon 2017 happens, you, Lauren, and maybe you have a friend named Biff, will be strong in the Lord, and everyone will be happy. So thank you so much, Sam Brown, for getting those GeeklyCon tickets. Love you. Bye.